That's right. Stay tuned right here on WCRS. Sorry, Lars Larson. Ann Ehlers taking over the airwaves this afternoon, and we are talking with Freda Sarton. She is running for Greenwood County Clerk of Court. Freda, I just got to ask you, because it's not Frida, it's Freda. Were you supposed to be a boy?
Yes.
Did you ever look at your dad and say, why? Why me?
No, not really.
No? Okay, well, that definitely, as a name, it stands out. I don't think there's that many Freddas, are there?
There's a few that I know.
Few?
There's a few.
Yeah. So, first question, got to ask you, what made you decide to run for clerk of court? I mean, what were you doing before you decided to do this? Maybe I should back up.
I actually worked with Judge Addy. I actually had to resign in order to run for the clerk of court. So
ooh,
I had to walk
hurt.
Away. It did. However, God's truly blessed me into moving forward. I had actually thought about it prior to that during the last election, but cards weren't there. God was telling me, no, wait, you need to kind of settle back for a little while. And then some doors opened. My husband is now working for Piedmont Tech, so we have the benefits that go along with it, so I'm able to run for clerk of court and actually kind of take it a little bit easy for a little while. But I actually was in the office with Judge Addy at the time.
Wow. And, of course, that had to be hard to leave that office, I would think.
It was. Very hard.
Very hard. So what made you passionate about running for clerk of court then? You had a good job. Life was good. What made you decide you had to go ahead and run for clerk of court?
Basically getting a lot of encouragement from the different attorneys that I had worked with in the past when I worked in the clerk's office. I had been down there for over 15 and a half years. And they knew that I was experienced. I had the efficiency that went along with it. And they just encouraged me that I needed to step out. I needed to step up. And the more I thought about it, I'm like, you know what? You're right. You know, I truly believe that I'm experienced and I have the efficient leadership skills that can bring back the admiration and the respect that the community has and can have for that office and take the office to the next level.
Some of that is missing right now in the office?
I believe it is.
They've had some big issues there.
Yes, they have.
Money issues?
Very much so.
Do you talk to any of the people that work in the clerk of court's office?
I still see the ladies down there sometimes, a good bit. They're within the community. Our kids go to school together. So I do have some contact with a lot of them.
You do have some contact. Okay. And as far as doing this for a job, when you were growing up, what did you want to be?
At the time when I was growing up, I actually wanted to have my own baton twirling studio. So, kind of
interesting. Okay, I'm not starting to laugh. Really, I'm not, folks. A baton twirling. But that's because you were a majorette, right? The majorette captain.
That's correct. At Greenwood High.
At Greenwood High. And now your daughter does what?
She's a color guard.
It's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Pretty interesting.
All right. Well, I just was curious. A baton twirling. What age were you when you thought that? Just out of curiosity.
I was in my teenage years.
Teenage years. Yeah, I always thought, I'll just share this, even though this is your interview. I thought when I was growing up that I wanted to raise Afghans and St. Bernards. I changed dramatically from that, folks, but, you know, that's what I thought. So that's not so far-fetched there, Freda. But as you've gone through the years, what do you think are some of the most important things that the clerk of court does for our community?
You never really know that you need the clerk's office until you actually walk in.
Okay.
And you have to, and you actually need them. When you're buying a house, that office is connected with so much with the real estate. That's where you file your mortgages. That's where you file your deeds. You also have power of attorneys, you know, that's tied with giving someone else power in case you don't have the ability to make the decisions. That's there in that office. And, you know, for those that are married that are going through situations where they end up separating, family court's there that handles the divorce, separations, as well as adoptions. You really don't know it's there until you actually need it. And in some cases, you know, there are criminals that actually go through the system, and if they actually reach the level of court that's there for general sessions that the lower courts can't handle, you're back in the, you know, with the clerk of court. That's under that umbrella as well.
It's a very detail-oriented job.
Yes, it is.
And I understand they still have paper records. It just blows my mind, you know, in this computer age that we still have paper records and they still have to be filed and kept where they can be found.
Exactly. They go back to 1897. It goes back to the beginning of Greenwood County.
Wow. Where are all those records kept?
They're within that office, and there are also probably some that are in storage, but a majority of them are where you can get your hands on them.
They don't scan them?
Some of them are scanned. Far as I know, the records for deeds and mortgages that are go back, they do have those scanned, mm-hmm. and those are available.
Okay. All right. So Sandy Babb just commented on a post here that we have just posted that you are on WCRS this afternoon. So Sandy must be listening.
Sandy must be listening.
That's right. She actually wanted to make sure that you were on the show here. So we're glad you're here this afternoon.
Thank you.
But as we talk about the clerk of court's office, what do you think are the things that, having worked there in the past, you haven't been there now, so you don't really know exactly how things are now, but what do you see as the important things to handle, or when you were there, did you have ideas on how things could be more better? What was your thought process there?
When I was actually in the office, I had some wonderful leadership that was ahead of me. I worked under Pat Dara, Louise Davis, even Emmett Brooks was there for a short amount of time, and Ingram Moon. They set the examples that actually drove the office. Now, far as the things that need to be taking place, I did work one-on-one to a point in a different aspect when I worked with Judge Addy. I had direct communication with scheduling for the dockets for the courts for both the general sessions and for the common pleas civil dockets and keeping those schedules going forward. A lot of times they did get bogged down, but from the examples that were set before me when I did work in that office, from the time that those doors are open, you are responsible for making sure your work is done for that area. The documents that come in, they need to be done in a timely and an efficient manner. They are so pertinent from one level to the next to take it, to be able to be prepared to show for the attorneys to actually view them for recording purposes. They're in there doing abstract work, doing title searches. Those that are filing for different lawsuits, for foreclosures, for mortgages, it's very important to have all the documents recorded on time in a timely manner. Having the records available for those that are searching to see if someone has a criminal history. For family court, same thing with courts. Everything has to be prepared and documented properly from the time the doors are open until the time the doors close. If they're not done in a proper manner, it could actually put a kink in possibly a lawsuit that is very important to basically providing someone else's livelihood.
Just for the record, did you, working for Judge Addy, ever have a problem with the office?
At times we did.
And things not being filed, or?
Exactly.
So things that I understand from my talking to people that, you know, when the office closes at 5 or 5:30, all the documents, there cannot be anything done after hours. It has to be that time, because what may happen the next day could affect, for example, a title search.
Correct.
So you're telling me that in that office, that they're not necessarily on title searches, but I guess on criminal cases, this type of thing, lawsuits, that sometimes the information that you needed had not been filed.
Correct.
That's pretty frightening.
It's scary.
And was this on a just a once oops, or did this happen on more than one occasion?
If it happened more on more than one occasion, it's more than just an oops.
Right,
but it happens. People are human. If someone's not in the office, you can't say, well, that's not my job. And that's where a situation a lot of people have brought to my attention, that's what they hear. And everyone doesn't need to hear those things. When I was growing up, one thing my grandmother always said is, you know, make sure if you point the finger, you realize that there are four pointing back at you. So you're just as responsible as the other person.
I agree. I agree with that. The military philosophy comes to mind. And my husband, being a West Point grad, has told me on more than one occasion, yes, sir, no, sir, and no excuse, sir. So that goes right along with that one right there.
Exactly.
So as far as the office there, this has been really what you're telling me is kind of a continual problem.
It's been a continual problem.
Wow. Well, we can't have that.
No.
So, Freda, how about as far as your experience in having people work for you? Because as clerk of court, you have people working for you.
Correct.
What kind of background do you have for that?
Going a little bit further back than what's normal, a lot of people know about me, right after high school, while I was going into Piedmont Tech for his college studies, I did work for a period of time at Little Caesar's Pizza when it was actually over at Kmart Plaza. So, and
those were the good old days.
Those were the good old days. I was actually one of the assistant managers there for a short period, you know, for a short period of time, because it got to where my schedule interfered with my school schedule, so I ended up having to leave there. But as far as my leadership skills, I have been a part of Harris Baptist Church for well over 20 years, since actually 1992 when I married my husband, Gerald. And I've been Vacation Bible School Director for several years. I've worked with the GA leadership. I've worked with the GA and the Children in Actions leadership with the Lakelands Baptist Association. So it's not just at Harris Baptist Church. I was working with multiple different churches.
What does it take to be a good leader? And I think that most of the people that work there, are they women?
Yes.
Okay, that's doubly tough, I'm going to tell you. I think that that's one of the toughest jobs in the world, working with women. So even though we both are one, but I still think it's tough. What do you think it takes to work with women to make it work?
To make it work, you've got to be compassionate, but you also have to be strong. Strong will, strong-minded, knowing what your goals are, knowing your vision that's there, and guiding them to that vision and seeing the same vision that you do. And also still having an open mind to where those that are working with you, they can contribute just as much as you can.
Yeah, I think you have to inspire that desire to be good.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that is that's part of leadership. And do you think the staff that is there is a good staff, that they possibly some of the leadership issues are the problem?
Yes. The ladies that work in there, I do believe that they're very good at what they do. I think some of them are just stifled in their positions and their hands are tied when they don't know what's actually going on, because there's not someone there to give them guidance to let them know what is actually going on.
I know that what side is it called with the children?
Family court.
Family court side is a very difficult side, because families depend, mothers, husbands, whatever, depend on that money coming in. And if there's problems with the money, that creates a lot of stress. And potentially people, when they're stressed out, can act out because they need that money to be able to take care of.
Exactly. I do have an accounting degree. I actually worked with Greenwood Supply for over 5 years working in the accounting department. I was the accounts receivable manager at the time and oversaw multiple accounts for multiple stores. So we're looking at hundreds of accounts, like with individuals, for industries, even for schools. And you, when you're working with someone else's money, it becomes even more stressful.
Sure.
But with the child support situation, even with the state back in 1995 when I first started work there, I actually heard them talking about going to a newer system.
They're not making there
it,
yet.
They're not there yet, and they're not going to get there. However, there's the technology that's there now, even with the fraud that's out there that takes place where people stealing identities, that kind of thing. You know, with the comfort that's there, working with the internal data processing computers that are there on staff that are at the office, I've actually talked to different banking institutions, and I've actually sat down with several other clerks within the state, and I can see what works there and what can work here. One thing that's on the top of my list as a priority is getting the child support back on track. They first need to be brought up to the standards that the state has set for us. But the state is always known to be slow at things. Used to be
the bureaucracy.
Exactly. Well, even at, when you went to the Department of Motor Vehicles, standing in line was always stressful. Now they've gotten better. They've improved. They've improved the system. The state actually improved our system for its common pleas filings. It's brought up the case management system. I was there when that switched over. Even with the Register of Deeds, going online, bringing us up to speed, using the technology. Almost now, as far as the plan and the vision that I have, is being able to get the money there faster. Right now, the system, I hate to say it, snail mail, but they're depending on the mail services. You can only control what is within your control. If it's not in your control, then you can't do anything about it.
Well, that's true. And not only that, the U.S. mail has gotten rather expensive.
Exactly. The technology is there now with the banking systems where you're actually walking around with your cell phone and you can actually do banking on your cell phone.
Correct.
Why can't child support services do that as well? Why not have the system set in place if we worked enough together to where we can have the best system in the state? Have the state envy Greenwood County for the system. E-filing has already started in Greenville County. Why can't Greenwood County be the envy and be the pilot program for child support, meaning money being direct deposited and actually going out through direct deposits as well? Charleston County has direct deposit for the recipients. We can take it to another level where it's actually those that are paying the child support do the same thing. Why can't we take it to that next level where it's almost, rather than hearing the words, the check's in the mail, money's in the bank.
Sounds good. Listen, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Don't you go away. If you have a question for Freda, please give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. How you doing? Hey, believe it or not, it's the second hour of Meet Me at the Diner. Yes, I'm Ann Eller, and yes, I'm here with Freda Sarton. She, of course, is a Greenwoodian, grew up here. Her dad was a Marine and served in the Korean conflict. I tell you what, that was a different time in the world, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
What do you think about the differences in the world today versus the world you grew up in, Freda?
For start, I mean, I'd say work ethic. I can't get my words out. I see that more than anything else. Working with the smaller kids up to teenagers to adults, it seems like they've kind of gotten a little bit more relaxed with the technology. The sun was my call to go home.
Right.
You know, I grew up in a neighborhood where if I stuck my big toe out the front door, everybody in the neighborhood knew I was walking out the door. But it's so different.
Sure. Well, technology has isolated a lot of people, and it has kept a lot of people. They think they're connected, but they're not connected in the same way that you and I grew up.
No.
I mean, by face-to-face contact. Yeah, and FaceTime just really isn't the same as sitting down with somebody with no technology and having a conversation.
Exactly.
What do you, and you're talking about the technology. She wants to be the next clerk of court. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to have to be brought up to standards in this office. I expect that's going to be more than a 40-hour work week.
Maybe, maybe not.
Okay.
There's, you know, if everybody puts their nose to the grindstone, the 8:30 to 5, you're in, you're out, you're doing your job, you get it done, go home, leave it behind. And a lot of times, a lot of people can't do that. But that's one thing that can take place. It did in the past, and it can do it again.
Who was, of the people that you mentioned, Ingrid Moon, some of the others, who was the person that you think influenced you the most in working in the clerk of court's office?
I would say that'd be between Pat Dara and Louise Davis. That would be a tie.
A tie?
That would be a tie.
Okay. Why?
Because I knew them both growing up.
Oh, okay.
Pat Dara at one time lived down the street. Knew her son, actually attend church with them both. Louise Davis lives right around the corner from me, actually right across the street. So I've kind of known them on a personal level for a long period of time.
What did they say about you running?
They're wishing me luck.
Yeah, so they're in your corner?
They won't publicly come out and say they're in anybody's corner because they know us all.
You know, okay. But as you look forward to coming, there's a primary runoff, and that is June 14th. We have three people on the Republican side. It is kind of interesting. There isn't a Democrat in this.
No, it's not.
Isn't it interesting that it's divided up by Republican and Democrat for this office, that it's a partisan office?
It really honestly shouldn't be because we work with everyone.
Right.
I mean, across the board. I mean, you're dealing with public, you're dealing with city officials, county officials, state officials, and even federal officials from time to time.
So as whoever actually, if we have a winner coming out of the primary, and there could be a runoff if there isn't, but whoever it comes out of this in the primary is going to be the next clerk of court.
That's right.
So you've got to be all in for this.
All in.
All in, all the time.
All the time.
Now, how are you going about campaigning, Freda?
Basically, hitting events, going to different meetings that are available, chamber events. Greenwood has grown so much over the last few years. The Greenwood Chamber of Commerce has done a great job. I've been through some of the Festival of Flowers events, looking forward to this weekend as well.
This is the big weekend.
This is the big weekend. I always hit the craft show, so that's one thing I enjoy doing. But just putting myself out there, hitting, you know, different little areas and just talking to people.
Greenwood County is a big county.
It's a big county.
That's right. So name recognition is going to be key.
It is.
It is. Now, when we talk about the office of the clerk of court, we've hit some of the high points that it is. What are some? Can you tell me some of the little known things that clerk of court does that a lot of people may not know?
Some of the smaller things that they may not know. Well, it's an umbrella. There's a lot of things you're communicating with. Like I said, the municipal courts, the magistrate courts, as well as the state courts. And on the federal court side of things, you're communicating with the Internal Revenue Service, first the federal tax liens. You have their guidelines that you have to go along with as well. Day-to-day, you know, ins and outs, it's just little things. But the biggest part is knowing that you're dealing with a lot of things a lot of the time, and you've got to be very organized.
Now, how many people work in the clerk of court?
At one time, there was about 14 in the office. Right now, I haven't directly, you know, sat down and counted how many's in there. But, you know, there's been about 14 people in that office.
Now, what about handling budgets and budgeting on that? I would consider that's probably a headache right there.
Budgets can always be a headache, especially if someone's in control of that budget before you're actually involved with it. So the fiscal year runs from July 1st to July 30th. So the outgoing clerk is in charge, you know, has already set that budget forward, and it's been, you know, possibly approved, you know, by county council. So you've got to have that open communication with everybody. Working through being, you know, a VBS director, and even I'm still current with PTO with Westview, dealing with a budget, working with a small budget, you've got to be able to plan, know what you're going to need for the future, what the next person coming in for like Westview, what they've got to work with. You've got to have that situated and laid out to prepare it for the next crew to come through.
So the person that comes in as the clerk of court then is dealing with something that's already been put in place?
Yes, for about 6 months.
6 months, okay. Do you, as you look at the clerk of court's office and what you have seen, do you think there is any, do they need more financing or do they just need organization?
Organization. I've worked with very small budgets in the past, and that's something that can take place. One of the things, I'm a taxpayer, just like you're a taxpayer. Everyone
yes,
that works, we're all taxpayers. So one thing that everyone stresses out is, you know, that's my tax money. It's my tax money too. So therefore, I can be a penny pincher. You can ask my husband. I scared him to death when I started couponing. But when you walk in...
Are you obsessive about couponing?
I'm not obsessive.
Okay, just checking.
I'm not an extreme couponer. However, I am going to walk in the grocery store and possibly walk out with what should be a $400 grocery bill. I'm not going to pay $400.
Right.
It's actually going to be less than that. I have done it and actually had it below $100 before, which was an awesome day. But when you have...
You can remember those days,
can't
you?
That's
the problem. You can remember when something awesome like that happens, yes.
But the state has set up court fees, court fines, and different amounts that are charged where you pay for those particular services that shouldn't depend on the taxpayer's money mm-hmm. being used to service the actual courthouse. Actually, the upkeep of what needs to take place, like the systems that are in place. It should be actually set aside using those fees, and those fines should be coming in to pay for what needs to be taken place, you know, that should be in place as it is now. The child support system itself, far as what is set in stone, far as the court order,
mm-hmm.
the court costs and the court fees, those can be used to put a better system in place and not using the taxpayers' money. The budget is set in accordance to where having the balance between what is allotted for the clerk's office that is brought from the taxes
sure.
and from the general fund and what is actually brought in from court fees and court fines of stuff that has gone through those offices, as far as the filing fees.
Okay. So you're saying there is a revenue stream that comes in
Yes.
from the clerk of court. It's not all outgo.
Exactly.
Okay. So these are some of the points that, do you feel that, I mean, are all the fees being collected?
I don't think so.
Whoa, that's not good. Fees collected. That's just part of it. And actually, quite frankly, most of the fees are pretty low.
Pretty much,
pretty
yes.
much, yeah. I mean, I don't know about some of the other, but, you know, things that are pretty normal expense are pretty normal expense.
Right, and the budgets are available online through the Greenwood County website. Anyone, you know, it's public.
Have you looked at the budget?
I have.
Okay.
I've looked at several of the budgets.
And what's your opinion?
Well,
as an accounting person, what's your opinion?
It's sad.
It's sad. Why is it sad?
Because the money's not being used like it needs to be used.
And you're talking about in what office?
In the clerk's office.
In the clerk's office. The money is not being used the way it should be used. And you know that.
Yes.
Wow. We come back. We're going to talk more about this. Don't you go away. We're talking with Freda Sartin. She is wanting to be the next clerk of court. It is coming up on June 14th. Are you making up your mind? Are you going to be ready? All the interviews that we have done so far and all the interviews that we will do in the next week will all be posted on our website, WCRS1450AM.net. And there's always a link on our Facebook page, WCRS.AM radio. Boy, I got too many things going in my head. Hey, we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, 5:51 in the afternoon, and I am here with Freda Sartin. She is running for clerk of court. She, I guess we could say that... You feel, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but you feel that you could bring what to the clerk's office? I'm not even going to say it. What do you think you could bring to the clerk's office?
I can bring the experience and leadership skills that can take Greenwood to the next level. I've done my homework. I'm not just jumping out on the limb. I've talked to the community. I've different leaders in the community. I've talked to attorneys. I have talked to other clerks throughout the state. I had the honor and privilege of actually being able to go to different clerk's offices with Judge Addy when he was actually presiding in those courthouses there in the different counties. And I actually had the opportunity to sit down and actually see how their system and their office worked. Now, we're not all the same.
Sure.
Each county's kind of in control of their own clerk's office. And some things work for one office may not work for another office. And a lot of times with the state, they come out with a system like the case management system and try to make their pilot programs that were put into place, turn it into a cookie cutter. Basically trying to make everyone fit into that one mold. Not all counties can fit into that one mold. What works in Abbeville may not work in Greenwood. What works in Newberry may work in Greenwood, but may not work in Lawrence. It's each one just kind of like a smorgasbord of trying to make it work. I've sat down with county council members to see what they see needs to be brought to the clerk's office, what needs, where they can actually improve. One thing is communication, being open communication across the board with the sheriff's department, with the city police department concerning, you know, warrants and different documents that come through the services where they actually go out and serve people to rule them in for different situations, for family court, child support. those type of situations. You're actually dealing with judgments coming in from the magistrate's court. You have to be able to communicate with them as well and be open and be available and accessible and not just stuck in the same little situation that we are now. We can stay like we are, or we can get better. There's always room for improvement.
Well, by getting better, what is the definition of better for Greenwood County?
Taking it to the next level.
What is the next level? I mean, I don't know. What is the next level as far as the clerk of court is concerned?
Being prepared for e-filing. Going paperless. Of course, we're not going to go completely paperless. You've got to have a backup system. Mm-hmm. But what if? What if the courthouse burns down? That happened in Abbeville. There was a situation that happened in another county not too long ago where some of the records, where they tried to set the place on fire, but they caught it in time where no records were destroyed. But be prepared for our technology and have the backup plans. Have the systems in place where it's electronic. The technology is there. We need to be on that level and be ready. With child support, almost having it instantaneously. Money coming in, going right back out. There's got to be a time frame to make sure that everything is there, but it can be almost instantaneously.
And so that would bring more service to the community, more service to the lawyers, whoever is looking at all this information that is out there.
Exactly.
Well, and I guess it would probably take some to get from point A to point B, or shall we say maybe point C, to take it to that level. How about the expense in doing that?
I would actually use the budget. What's there, the monies that are coming in, that's allotted directly to the clerk's office, to the court system, and try not almost zero taxpayer dollars.
Oh, come on. That's pie in the sky now. Come on now, Freda.
It's not impossible. It's there.
It's there.
It can happen.
Okay. Well, you know, I think this has been a very enlightening afternoon here with Freda. Freda, what do you, as you get ready to go forth in this, you've got really, what, 2 weeks? Week and a half, week and three quarters, I guess, whatever left.
12 days.
12 days. She's counting it down. See, I knew I'd just fumble and she'd tell me how many days it is. What would you like the people of Greenwood County to know about you? You've got 2 minutes now to tell us about yourself, what you want us to know.
First and foremost, I have an accounting degree. I have a marketing degree. It is doable. I have the experience. I have the leadership. I've been very loyal to Greenwood County. I haven't gone anywhere. I was raised here. I have basically brought up old school, and I have the old school mentality, but I also have the knowledge to take us into the next level. Basically, when I say next level, the technology is there where we can go electronic, where it's going to be at your fingertips, where you can have access to it.
What about for those people that are not into technology, Freda?
We'll actually have it available in the office where they can come in and actually be assisted with those that are knowledgeable enough and comfortable enough with what's there to show them how to find it. Okay. In a personable manner, not shutting the door saying it's someone else's job. It's our job. I personally will be in place where if there is a bad, you know, someone that comes in that's having an issue that needs to be resolved, I'll be there to resolve it personally. It's not going to be pushed off onto other employees to handle the matter. I will be there.
Okay. And you would like, what else would you like the people of Greenwood to know about you, Freda?
It's kind of hard to say.
As far as going for the job.
As far as going for the job, I am, you know, like I said, I'm very loyal. I will be there. I'll be available. A lot of the things that go along with it, you know, there were some promises that I've made on my website. I stick by those promises. I'm accountable. I plan on being engaging. and available, accessible. I'm very friendly. I'm not going to shun anyone away. I'm going to answer it the best way I can. If I don't have the answers, I will generally find the answers or find someone who can help you with that answer.
All right. So, Freda, I guess you'd like to tell them your name.
Freda Sarton.
That's right. For Clerk of Court.
Clerk of Greenwood County.
Now, if people want to talk to you more about the job, how would they get in touch with you?
They can reach me by cell, which is 864-321-5435. I'm on Facebook, and I also have email. And email is my last name, sartin.freda@yahoo.com.
There you go. Well, you have been listening to a conversation between me, Ann Eller, and Freda Sarton. She wants to be the next clerk of court. I hope you'll go back if you missed this interview. I hope you'll go back and listen to it. If you'd like other people to listen to it, we will have it posted tomorrow afternoon on our Facebook, WCRS.AM Radio. And it actually will be on our website, WCRS1450AM.net. You are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Freda, thanks for coming on this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Gracie says that's enough, Ann. Bye-bye, everybody.